Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Not long ago, Job gave us a snapshot of his life before, quote, there was a day, Job 1:13. What an accomplished and attractive fellow. He now provides us an update of himself after his catastrophic collision with unyielding providence at very high speed. It's not pretty. The wreckage is strewn everywhere. Quote, and now my soul is poured out because of my plight. The days of affliction take hold of me. My bones are pierced in me at night, and my gnawing pains take no rest. Chapter 30, verses 16 and 17. Pain management specialists speak of 5 classes of pain, and Job seemed to have them all. They use words like shooting, stabbing, burning, sharp, achy, or throbbing. And that doesn't address the agonies that no surgeon's scalpel can reach and no medicine can fix. The lingering pain of bereavement, the stab of an inflamed conscience, or the dull throb of doubts and fears. Who of us has been unable to bear the choking weight of clothing on our skin? Quote, by great force my garment binds me about as the collar of my coat, verse 18. We can hardly stand to look at him. Quote, my skin grows black and falls from me. My bones burn with fever, verse 30. Yet his greatest pain is his sense of abandonment by God. Quote, I cry out to you, but you do not answer me, verse 20. To all our fellow sufferers, you can go where Job could not. Who else cried out to heaven with no response? Psalm 22, verse 1. Who else had his bones in agony? Verse 17. And his soul poured out? Isaiah 53, verse 12. There's nothing meritorious or redemptive in our suffering, of course, but there is fellowship with him and testimony for him in it all. Quote, we are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 to 10.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.